Howard.
I'm sorry. I did just think of something. Paul was asking before the break, are we going to accept sector applications from the general category? Did we answer that question in this amendment? So if we are silent on it, I guess we'll start a framework then for that issue.
I think before we move on to scallops, we need to answer that question. Dave Gaethel.
Yeah, I would make a motion that we not accept any sector applications at this time for the general category scallop fishery.
Is there a second? Seconded by Rodney?
Question.
I need a second before we have the debate. Seconded by Dave Simpson. Okay, Rodney, it's your floor.
No, is this to be included into what we just voted, or this is separate?
No, this is separate. This is just the council saying we're not going to, either we are or we're not going to accept sector proposals in this amendment. Go ahead, Dave.
The reason I do this is, first of all, the amendment hasn't been approved yet. So we're taking applications for something that doesn't exist. I think it's a little premature. We don't even know for certain that the... It hasn't been... Right, the amendment has not been approved yet. So we don't even know if we can take... It's premature, is what I'm saying. I mean, it may be an appropriate action for a council meeting after the approval of the amendment. But until it's formally approved, I don't think we should be accepting something for something that doesn't exist.
Anything further? Okay. Ready for Jim Salisbury.
Well, in that regard, I think that the motion should be perfected to tell at this time what that means. At this time, from the comments that Mr. Dave Gaethel made, is from now until the amendment is approved. Is that what's meant by that? If so, it should be stated. Thank you.
Right. I think we should reconsider the subject after the amendment is approved. You know, let's see if the whole thing's approved, only part of it's approved. What, you know. We would have to do a future framework after approval of the amendment.
Okay. For my own purposes, We're talking, when you say the amendment, you're talking about Amendment 11, which contains the language that allows general category sectors to form.
That's correct.
And the question from Paul Howard and myself was, do we want to consider sector applications in the current amendment, Amendment 15?
And my response was, at this time, no. That's that's the reason I made this motion, that I think it's inappropriate at this time to consider that until Amendment 11 is approved by the service.
Okay. And is that the language in the press that you want?
Yep.
Okay. Second or agree?
Well, I think it still leaves it open. If Amendment 11 is approved and we haven't finished with Amendment 15, then what have we done? I think it's clear. Are we gonna entertain them in Amendment 15, yes or no? And however long that takes. In other words, it would be deferred to a framework. We're taking it off the table for A15.
Right. And what this motion says is once Amendment 11's approved, we'll reconsider. D?
Yeah, so you don't leave with the wrong impression. You may be disappointed. The council's not scheduled to meet again until hopefully Amendment 11 will already be approved. We're expecting Amendment 11 to be approved sometime this spring, hopefully before the April Council meeting, and we will already have had our scoping process and scoping meetings for this Amendment 15. So if you want it in scoping for Amendment 15, then it might be worth adding now. If you want to just leave it for a separate framework and not to put it in Amendment 15, then maybe the language should be just changed.
No, I don't want it in Amendment 15. I want this scoping document to go out today as a finished product. And if we want to reconsider this at a future date, assuming Amendment 11 is approved, then that would be a separate framework that we would bring up and probably have a separate scoping document for that. I don't want to get this in Amendment 15 kind of wrapped up and fouled up and slowed down, waiting for something to happen. Because basically that would say nothing can happen until we find out whether Amendment 11 has been approved or not. You know, so that was the very reason I'm making this. If we want to do this later on and have a separate framework, that's fine, along with all the whatever goes with creating that framework. But for right now, I want to divorce it from Amendment 15.
Okay. And it says in a different action. The different action refers to Amendment 15, separate from Amendment 15. That's what you mean by in a different action. Okay. Everybody clear on that? Jim Aldman.
I think if we don't have this amendment, that's what happens. It's not included in the scoping for Amendment 15, meaning it can't be in Amendment 15. Then the only thing that can happen is at some future action, if you want to deal with sectors in general category, you do it. But you don't even need this. Just being silent accomplishes the same thing.
We have a request for a general category sector. When do you want the staff, and when do you want us to evaluate it and do all the analysis? During this amendment, as part of this amendment? And that's only one. We may get three or four more. So I think, you know, it's a subsequent action. Next framework adjustment.
Anything further? Sally.
Okay, so just to clarify, Amendment 11 11 says that there's a process for general category sectors. Okay. So assuming that that is approved sometime this spring, then there's a process for people who want to form a general category sector to do so, except if this passes, now we're saying we changed our mind, basically. So or we're delaying it. We're saying, okay, well, not this action, but the next action. So I guess – you know, my feeling is that if we say no now, at the time when, during which the general category fleet is going to be transitioning to an IFQ system, that we're going to be taking away the very tool that's going to let communities that have general category fleets that they want to keep as a fleet, that we're going to be taking away the tool that lets them keep those fleets as a whole intact. And that just doesn't make sense to me to delay. I mean, I understand that Amendment 11 has not been approved yet. It should be approved soon. If it is, I think we need to give the opportunity to the general category fleet to go ahead with sectors if that's what they want to do, because that's what Amendment 11 says that they can do. And this is the next action. If a group of fishermen, if a fleet decides that they want to put in for a sector, that they want to keep their fleet cohesive, then, you know, in light of the, you know, a new IFQ system, then why should we be saying no right now? So I'm going to strongly oppose this motion.
Frank Blount.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to go back. When Pat this morning said we do things piecemeal and we have to go through the, you know, comprehensively, we're dangling carrots. We tell people you can have a sector, and then once we say, okay, form it, give us the application, we say, no, we changed our mind again. Either we're going forward with it or we're not. I mean, to me, this is an attempt by those that lost in the last round to say we're not going to do it this time. We went to the industry. We said, okay, it's in the amendment. Granted, it's not approved yet. It may or may not be. But if somebody went through the effort and wants to come forward with a sector, and suppose we already have a proposal. So if we already have a proposal, how do we go back to them and say,
we're not really ready for it yet, even though we voted for it, put it into Amendment 11. It might get approved, and if it does get approved, too bad, because we're not going to deal with it until later. How do you tell the industry that what we do, the industry has no clue what to do on anything that we do. We can change our mind at every meeting. Either we stick by what we're going to do, we said we're going to do it, and I think we should stick with it. I'm going to oppose it.
Anyone else? Dave?
Yeah, I guess I don't view it as changing our mind. I'm looking at it practically as a workload issue for Amendment 15. And we have enough and maybe too much already. And so it's just telling people up front, not time for that now, unfortunately. That's it's a common situation we face. But it's not saying never. It's just saying not this action.
Deirdre?
I don't know if this will help, but we did discuss this morning that if Amendment 11 is approved, there would be a mechanism and people could apply, and the way it's set up is that it would be considered by the council in a future framework. When we do priorities, we already are committed to doing another framework next year. It is possible that specific sectors could be considered in that framework, or a different one could be initiated. I think this was just to clarify that it's not going to be in this three-year Amendment 15 process, but consideration of specific sectors would be in a separate action, not necessarily later than this one. It could potentially be sooner, but that would have to be discussed at the priority level.
Anyone else? Dana Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we've kicked it around, the previous motion and this motion. I think the intent is pretty clear to everybody, and I'd urge you to move the question up or down, Mr. Chairman.
Dana, I'm tired of this, huh? Okay. I think you're right. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 7. Opposed? 8. Motion fails. 7-8. Dr. Pierce?
On a related issue, if I may, Mr. Chairman, this did not pass, the applications, I assume, can be received. Will we, this is for Pat Kirkle. Yeah, Pat, in light of the apparent support of the council for submission of specific applications for general category sectors, is the service going to provide a letter to the Scallop Committee, the Council, that would be similar to the one that you provided to the Council as to your concerns on groundfish sectors?
Well, to be truthful, I'm still a little bit confused about how the timing on this would work. Because you do need to do something in a framework or an amendment once this is approved, once Amendment 11 is approved, if Amendment 11 is approved. I could actually use some clarification. If the intent here is to accept applications included in Amendment 15 and then have sectors implemented for 2009, then we've got a serious problem. But it wasn't clear to me that that kind of a timeline was what was being discussed or that it was feasible.
Anything else under Sculpt? D, was that a half a hand? Oh, okay. Somebody have an answer? D?
Yeah.
Now
okay.
It's a full hand.
If anything's added in Amendment 15, it will not be implemented before March 1st, 2011. So if a specific sector contacts the council with a specific application from the general category fishery after Amendment 11 is approved, assuming it is, then we would have to have a certain timeline of when that would be due to include in Amendment 15. That's pretty far out. The industry should know that. That it wouldn't be implemented before that date. There's other options, as I was saying, like Framework 21 or a different framework that the council could consider if for some reason there's a sector application that comes up later this year that we want to, you know, implement by 2010 or 2009 even. So that's that. But I just want to clarify, the motion was just that we just passed was saying that we don't want to prevent it in this scoping document. So I'm going to just take that to mean I'm going to add another item to the scoping document that we are soliciting for, although we don't have a motion saying that, that's how I'm going to interpret the last motion, that we are soliciting specific applications for sectors in the general category fishery only, and that to understand that that would not be implemented before 2011.
You clear now, Pat? Okay. Anything further? That's it, Dave? Okay, we're done with scallops. We're moving on to the next agenda item.